It's the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. See, this is the Steve Gruber Show difference. Your typical run-of-the-mill radio show out there with a guest host. It's Corey Hart's birthday today. He turned 61. They're gonna play his Sunglasses at Night, right? I mean, that's the Corey Hart song people know the best. Sunglasses at Night. But no. The Steve Gruber Show difference is we go back to Corey Hart's debut album, the Canadians' debut album, for this one, It Ain't Enough. Could have played Never Surrender. But, you know, none of it was the obvious choice. A little deeper into the catalog of a Corey Hart. 61 years old today, so happy birthday to him, eh? Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show. The other Steve Gruber Show difference, we have Ron Rademacher, travel writer, author, speaker, storyteller, and a guy who runs MichiganBackroads.com. Ron, thanks so much for joining us. How are you?
Scott, I'm happy, healthy, feel great. How about you?
All good check marks. I have a small complaint, Ron. It's already too hot. Summer is my least favorite season. I don't deal with the heat well. And it was 89 in Hillsdale yesterday. It's already too hot, Ron.
That's what I'm hearing around there, which might be a good reason to head north a little bit.
You know, that sounds okay.
It's only a matter of time, believe me. About 150 days or so before people will be complaining that it's too cold again. So, welcome, Michigan.
Well, let's say, Ron, I did want to head north and get out of this 89-degree weather, and really anywhere in Michigan is north for me since I'm down in Hillsdale. But what's happening? What's available?
Well, there's so much, and I'm going to give you a real, and everybody who's never been there, I'm going to give a big shout-out to Bortels. If you've never been to Bortels or don't know who that is, on the scenic route between Pentwater and Ludington, the scenic route 35, is a little tiny family business called Bortels where they serve fish. And they have fresh fish off of Lake Michigan every day, but they also serve it. They'll make it for you right there, and they have some of the best smoked fish you'll find anywhere outside of the Upper Peninsula. So I think they started in 1895, and we were just there, and they're just as good as ever. Same family runs it. Bortels can't beat it.
Awesome.
So there's that one. So, yeah, there's a lot going on. If you don't want to go too far north, you could go up to Owosso for the Kerwood Festival, and that's June 1 through 4. You know, you must know who James Oliver Kerwood was, eh?
I have heard the name, yes.
Yeah, see, I knew you'd be a font of information on it. James Oliver Kerwood was a novelist who was on top back in the 1920s. More than 200 films were made from his books, mostly about Alaska and the Yukon and up north. And he built a castle to be his studio, and that castle is still there, and you can tour the castle during the Kerwood Festival. So that's a good time. If you're a nature lover, head way north across the bridge. Keep going north and head east on 134 to the Le Chenon region, where, and in Hessel, they're having the Aldo Leopold Festival. And there you can get into all kinds of events, hiking. They got paddling, kayaking, birding, trips out to the nature areas for wildflower identification. And I can tell you, it will be nice and cool up there, Scott. Nice and cool.
Fantastic. And if you're in the Upper Peninsula, you could go the other direction, a little west of there, right, to Escanaba.
Yeah, Escanaba. They're having their annual Cruising Classics car show and swap meet. And this is out at the UP Fairgrounds. So it's a big, big show. And all kinds of vehicles show up that you would never expect to see because it is the Upper Peninsula. and I must give a plug to right there, just outside the fairgrounds, is Dobbers. And they make one of the top three pasties, in my view, in the Upper Peninsula.
My kids love seeing those old cars. I think part of it is from the Cars animated film. They have some of the older cars, so they see those styles, but they don't see those styles on a daily basis. So they like seeing those older cars.
Well, yeah, and they for a lot of kids, they've never seen a car that didn't have a screen built into the dash.
Right.
They don't know you're supposed to put a key in there or that you would crank it to start it.
Well, that have right angles and edges and not smooth, round body shapes.
The engine is comprised of 14 moving parts. You know, you could take it apart and put it back together, and lots of people did. So that's going on. Also up north while we're up there, Roscommon is having their Kirtland Warbler Festival. You know, the Kirtland's warbler was endangered many years ago, and mm-hmm. they built a lot of habitat for this bird up there, and it's now a thriving species. And so bird watchers will all be headed for the Kirtland's Warbler Festival in Roscommon.
We've got, what do we got? About 60 seconds left. What else is happening, Ron?
60 seconds. Well, let's make sure we talk about Indian River, the Burt and Mullet Lakes. They're having their payback bass tournament. The only reason I bring it up is because a lot of people would love to be professional anglers.
Mm-hmm.
And here you can go and compete in a professional tournament, but you don't have to be a member, and you don't have to be a pro. Any angler, any skill level can go out there and compete and see what it's really like in the bass pro fishing world. So if you're still going to stay down south, Scott, which you might, head over to St. Joseph for the Lake Bluff Artisan Fair.
Great
artist. It's up on the bluff. There should be a nice breeze coming off of Lake Michigan right there.
Very nice. Ron Rademacher, you can find out information and more at MichiganBackroads.com, MichiganBackroads.com. Never, never a lack of things to do and see all around the state. Ron, thanks so much for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Thanks for having me, Scott. Have a good weekend.
You too, Ron. This portion of the program brought to you by Wolverine Water, Michigan's premier water treatment company. Wolverine's been locally owned and operated for 75 years. Michigan people giving you the best water of your life. So check them out at WolverineWaterSystems.com. That's WolverineWaterSystems.com. About 5 minutes from now, Stanley Ridgely with us, his new book, Brutal Minds, The Dark World of Left-Wing Brainwashing in Our Universities. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show.